el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ICER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, my dear students. How are you today? I hope you did well with the exercises on week 6. If you still have doubts, contact us at El Maestro en Casa chat. We will be more than happy to help you.
Today's topic is related to different ways of using languages to express the same idea. Also, we'll be practicing language appropriateness in different environments.
We'll be discussing WH question formation and their corresponding answers.
Pay attention to language uses in the following passages taken from the web.
When I got inside my place, the first thing I saw was my TV sitting by the front door. Now, that should have been a tip-off, but I didn't get the picture. So I strolled into the bedroom, and there was this guy with my radio. When he saw me, he dropped it like it was hot and took off out the back door. The clown busted my radio.
We heard expressions like, my TV sitting by the front door.
2. Should have been a tip-off.
3. I didn't get the picture.
4. I strolled into the bedroom.
5. Took off at the back door.
6. Busted my radio.
It is possible that you didn't get the meaning right away. If so, don't worry, because this happens in many occasions when standard language is not used, and it takes time for language learner to understand those variations which are not taught in many language programs.
Some of the ideas above are very informal and are used mainly when we are talking to friends.
It is also important to tell you that these colloquial expressions are non-standard language that are used mainly during speaking environments. And though they aren't standard, they are acceptable within the spoken community.
Sentence number 1 says, my TV set was there at the front door. Sentence number 2 says, I should have realized or known that something was happening.
Sentence number 3 says, I didn't understand. Sentence number 4, I went into the bedroom. Sentence number 5, escaped through the back entrance. Sentence number 6, my radio was broken.
See that the difference in language usage is enormous. In this last version of the sentences, language follows the norms given in the classes, contrary to the colloquial expressions above.
What's colloquial?
Colloquial means that it's non-normative language, that it's mostly used in oral ways.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Let me clarify some concepts for you to understand this.
A. Formal language is used in written and oral formal situations, like written for academic purposes or giving a speech in a business meeting.
B. Informal language is the one we put in letters to friends or when speaking with them. Within the informal language, there are the slangs and the idioms.
What are slangs and idioms?
A slang is considered out of place in every formal communication. In other words, slangs are the soul of informal speech.
Most of these slangs are used to talk about things people feel strongly about. They are related to emotional relationships, drinking, drugs, social conflicts, illnesses, death. Examples.
A. She has lost her marbles. She went crazy.
B. The boys were high, took drugs.
C. He bought some booze. He bought some alcohol.
D. Dad is becoming thin on top. Dad is becoming bold.
A slang is a unique form of expression of a person, but it can become regional, national, or globally accepted.
There is another kind of informal language that is much more acceptable and has a higher communicative value among the speaking community. This is the jargon. A jargon is an informal word or phrase that is spoken and understood only by those who are parts of that specific community.
For example, the code numbers used by police force. We have a 32 and 40, he is 56, and we need more 89. Of course, these aren't the appropriate numbers, but to illustrate, 32 equals men, 40 in a house, 56 with a gun, and 89 policemen.
Most of the time, professionals or technicians have their own specific language to communicate in their field. Doctors, business people, nurses, police, and so forth.
Jargon, though considered informal, it is not underestimated by the standard supporters as slangs are.
Idioms, also called idiomatic expressions, are the other type of language that can be used to speak in English. Idioms are words, phrases, or expressions that say something different from the literal meaning. These idioms have figurative or associative meaning. For example, Cindy is such a brain, she never had to hit the books. A brain is associated with intelligence, smart, so it means that Cindy is very smart. Hit the books, it doesn't mean that she had to take her fist and punch the books. It means that she never had to study.
Number two, the test was a piece of cake. Literally, a piece of cake makes no sense, but when associated with its sweetness and its good taste, it gives the idea of an easy test as opposed to a difficult or hard one.
The kids yakking on the bus drove the seniors up the wall. It sure doesn't mean that the seniors were taken to the highest part of the wall. It means that they were annoyed, bothered by the kids speaking without pauses.
Number four, he's a cool guy. Cool is not related to weather in any respect. The idiom is saying that he is a nice or tranquil person.
As you heard, language can be divided in two main categories. The standard or formal language, and the colloquial language, which is less formal, and it includes slangs, jargons, and idioms.
Well, students, let's review WH questions. Do you remember them? Listen carefully to the conversation between Kim and Oscar. Hi, Oscar. What are you doing?
Not much. How about you? Would you like to go to the movies?
What's showing?
I think it's a comedy. Why?
Just asking. I'd rather watching suspense. But that's okay. What time are we meeting?
When is it the best time for you?
How about at 6:30?
Sounds good to me. Where should I pick you up? At work or at home?
Home. I'll leave work a bit earlier. Go get a shower and be ready at 6:30.
That's fine. Who do you rather watch? Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise?
I prefer Brad Pitt.
Great. I wanted to see his movie.
Oh, thanks for the invitation. See you later.
Bye, Kim.
Bye, Oscar. This is only a reminder of how WH questions function. Number one, use what if you're asking about things or animals. What's showing? What are you doing? What time?
Two, why? Why is used when you need to find a reason, such as in why? Kim said, just asking. She had no reason, probably. She wanted to know the type of movie.
Three, when? Ask for time in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years. Like in, when is the best time for you?
Four, how? Ask about manner, as in, how about you, or how about 6:30, or how is the car, bad or very bad?
Five, where? Where ask for places, like in, where should I pick you up, at work or at home?
Six, who asks for people, as who do you rather watch, Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise?
We have arrived to the end of week 7. Complete the exercises in your SAP and D text and tune us next week with program 8. So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública. Thank you.